This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. It's Tuesday, November the 20th, 2018. Do you know what's going on? If you don't,
do you?
Of course, I always know what's
sometimes
going on.
I wonder.
Excuse me. And how did you come to that conclusion, Miss Keelan?
Well, you know, I listen to things you say.
Really? And what was the last thing I said that caused you to wonder about my sanity?
I'm still very confused about that whole setup of the WKRP and the turkeys, and were they frozen?
Really?
Were they live? Yes.
They were,
obviously,
they were
I need
live.
To watch
they were
that
covered
episode.
With feathers. Yeah. Well, but we were, for those, excuse me, who weren't in attendance, we had a, because it's Thanksgiving week. Hello. We're 2 days from Thanksgiving. And there is a memorable episode of WKRP in Cincinnati that references turkeys flying. And it was, I was trying to explain the background. Apparently, I didn't do a very good job of it. The problem is, I was going to say an old radio guy. I have a lot of longevity in radio, and I've seen a lot of really clever and also very stupid promotions back in the days when we used to have a lot of fun on the radio doing things like promoting whatever we can.
They were called stunts.
And it was stunts. So the stunt, the reference to the stunt on WKRP, excuse me, came from a radio station in Atlanta that 1 year hired a truck, filled it up with frozen turkeys, and in the Thanksgiving parade, they had two guys in the back of the truck throwing turkeys out into the crowd as the parade went down the street. They threw thousands of turkeys out just onto the street. And so the writers for WKRP, one of them happened to have been working in radio at the time, and he used that episode of the reality of throwing the turkeys off the truck to create something that was more slapstick, turkeys being thrown out of a helicopter that were alive, and they just went clunk to the ground because turkeys can't fly. And the general manager of the radio station on that episode says the following.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Okay.
That makes all the difference. Thank you.
Okay. Does it really, or you just say
yes? No, I'm serious. Like, you did
well,
not
see, I got
that
so wrapped up in
I
the nuance of it.
I thought frozen turkeys were falling from the sky.
No,
the way
not
you originally
turkeys,
told
no.
it.
But you see, I got so wrapped up in I'm thinking about all the other silly promotions that I did at various radio stations over my career. We did some really silly stuff. To the point of it being, I remember I jumped off of a train once going through.
Why does that not surprise me at all? You probably hit your head and then didn't go to the doctor afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I didn't hit my head. I don't know that it did my shoulder any good, but I was. It was.
You never had another child after that.
Why did you need to jump off a train? You have to explain this.
There was a new. I'm trying to remember now the nuance of it. There was new service that was being run in the western suburbs of Boston, and because it was known at the time that I used to run a bus company. At one of my previous lives, I ran the bus company. I was on the radio. I was teaching school. Whatever else I was doing. But in terms of the transportation angle, they didn't want the optics of me jumping out of one of my own buses. We were trying to promote how easy it was. The Chamber of Commerce were trying to promote how easy it was for you to get from the western suburbs into Boston. Buses, trains, yada yada. And so somebody cooked up a plan for me to actually chase the train down the track. That's really what I was doing. But I missed
somebody that hated you, obviously.
Yeah.
So I was really chasing the train.
Better than the train chasing you.
There was a whole big, this was a television news thing. I mean, this was a big deal. They had cameras there watching me jump on the train, and I missed
the
first time.
You had to catch up with the train and jump on.
I had to catch the train and jump on, and I missed it the first time.
Ooh.
So I had to do it over again. And that was the, you know, it was promoting how easy it was to get from.
Did anybody know you were doing this?
The western suburbs. It was the MBTA. I don't remember. It's just like 40 years.
Because I can't imagine it's good publicity for them having someone either jump on or.
Well, no, they didn't show that part of it. They showed the second take of me jumping on.
Right, but Jen's point is you're not really supposed to be on the tracks, A, and then running after the train and jumping on it. It's.
Well, we took a little political license. A little
really wish that YouTube existed 40 years ago.
Because
I would really love to watch this footage.
Excuse me. Well, listen. All right, let's get to what's going on here, ladies. Sorry for distracting the audience, but Thanksgiving week, we're going to have a lot of silly. I was actually thinking about Friends and what many of us are thinking this week about how to deal with somebody who's gone, a loved one, whether they're out of your life or whether they died, whatever it is. I think there will be a lot of, if it hasn't started already, oftentimes on Thanksgiving, there are we have to come up with ways of coping with the loss of somebody that we loved. And one of the things that I think is very important to remember is don't push the grief away. I think I did that with pretty much everybody who's died in my life. I never grieved. I didn't grieve for my mother when she died. I didn't grieve for my father. I was more relieved than anything else, especially when my mother died because she was so sick. My father, he was kind of, I was sorry and I was sad about it, but it was a relief. And maybe that's more because of what I didn't know at the time. I know much more about it now, but I didn't really, part of what I should have done at the time to keep me from falling into traps that a lot of people do with their parents and the ideas that their parents had fostered on them. You know, get them out of your mind. It takes a long time sometimes, and I'm now just realizing, 14 years after my father died, and my mother died in 71, so how many years ago was that? That was 43 years ago. But I never really dealt with it. I think there was always a denial at Christmas or Thanksgiving about these sorts of things. And so I'm just saying to you, if you had good times with these folks, laugh with them all over again. Or think about Christmas time. I think about fabulous times we used to go to my aunt's house to have Christmas. Those were the best Christmases because it got my mother and father away from arguing with each other about what to do at Christmas. They argued about everything. So in this case, Christmas was taken over by my aunt, and there was nothing to argue about. You know, that kind of stuff. And let some of the things go. A lot of times we get overcome with grief. So it's a good time. Let it go. I'm not sure that thinking about the pain brings back good memories, but you have to have good memories with pretty much anybody and everybody who's been in your life that you're missing, right? Don't you? If you think about it, Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, the people that you're missing in your life, there's probably good and bad. Some people say, you know, like, I didn't say, I said I was relieved when my mother died. I was, because she suffered. But did I think about all of the things that were good that went on between the two of us? Nah, I pretty much thought about the stuff that was lousy. And that's not a good way it's not for your own mental health a good way to proceed. So this week, when you're thinking about somebody that is not at the Christmas, or I mean at the Thanksgiving table with you that was around last year, think about all the good that came from them. You certainly can find it if you work at it, and they certainly are worth you thinking about the good that they brought to you. I think that's the way to think about it anyway. What about you ladies? You're already into that. Jennifer's thinking about her grandparents.
Yeah, I think about it. Of course I miss them. I don't know. I think when you expect everybody to be perfect, and I was just listening to you, this is not necessarily about me. I think as an adult you realize that people are just trying to survive, that your parents were just trying to do the best that they could, and they're flawed human beings. And so you remember the good stuff that they brought to your life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's the point.
You can't dwell on the negativity. You have to remember the good.
No. Well, and there's also, depending on your spiritual belief, the process of recognizing the higher self that everybody has, because there's the earthly activities, and then there's that realm that I talk about on the show I do, the Your Hidden Power show, that realm above that you can't see, taste, feel, hear. It's that sixth sense, and there's more going on there than there probably is in our physical world. It's just now becoming, you know, an area that people are studying to understand what goes on, and how understanding your higher self goes a long way toward it's whether it's forgiveness or understanding or just making you a different. I'm a completely, and you are probably Victoria since you came on. Maybe that's a, in the period of time that I've known you, and maybe excuse me, especially over the past year, I'm a lot different. I'm not a completely different person, but I am different in many ways. And, you know, you can say, well, at your age, you should have learned a lot of things. Well, I have. But I don't think it's an age thing. I think it's just an attitude. Don't like some of the things that were a part of me, and I think that it needs to change. I think all of us could look at ourselves and say, I don't really like that, or I really do like that. And this time of year becomes a reflective tool on addressing those sorts of things. Thanksgiving and Christmas, the end of the year, what did you do this year that was good that you're happy about? What didn't you do? What are you looking forward to? That's the whole idea of New Year's resolutions. And I resolved a year or so ago to really change the way I handled some stuff, and it's better. All right. So having said that, how about we
talk to you about migrants, but whatever.
You were? Nah. Migrants, Sarah. We can talk about them later.
Forget it.
Yeah.
My mood's changed.
Well, I mean, don't you think it's important to deal with this stuff? This time of year, it comes up with everybody, and a lot of people don't know how to deal with it. They just, sure. You know, they just bury it. You cannot bury your feelings. You can't. You can't, whether it's grief, whether it's anger, whether it's fear, sadness, whatever it is. You cannot bury it. You sooner or later, it'll make you sick physically. And you know, there's some really strong people
true.
Out there.
That's true. That's very true. That if you withhold, if you hold back your emotions, it always manifests itself in a physical way. That's very, very true.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Let's all take a deep breath and let's figure out what we're going to do to make sure that our smile is the best. This is a good little, it's not too early for me to suggest stocking stuffer stuff. And power swabs are a great way to stuff stockings. The people that you love to drink maybe a little too much wine, or they drink too much coffee or tea or whatever it is, and it stains their teeth. Smokers have stained teeth too. You get them cleaned professionally or whitened professionally, it's $1,000. And they're using the main ingredient in power swabs that you can get for, you know, a nickel and a dime here. Power swabs, clinically studied. They've used a patented tooth detergent that is a natural whitening agent. So it lightens up the stains in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and then you smile. Get rid of those stains. They'll disappear. You keep doing it every 5 or 6 days. Wow, what a difference. Power swabs will remove stains on your natural teeth, your caps, your veneers, whatever. Power swabs. Get the deal at 800-208-1797. That's 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard it here on the DJV program. 50% off the retail price. 800-208-1797 for the winning smile. Power swabs.
ShopKohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. ShopKohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Anytime, any place. place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Music time on the DJB program. Victoria and Kara and I focusing first on the Rolling Stones, who are heading back to America for a North American leg of their No Filter Tour. Kicks off in April in Miami. Next April, of course. The quote from Keith Richards: "We finished off a few months ago in Europe, and it just felt so good that when they said, 'Do you want to do the States?' Yeah, of course we do. I didn't want to get off the stage. I mean, I thought we were just getting started." Just getting started, these guys. Like 53 years they've been on the road, these guys. And they just slog their way through it, man, and collect the cash. So let's see, where else are they going to be?
But I think it's more about, they have so much money. I really do think they just genuinely enjoy being on stage.
Like in front. Yeah, what else are they going to do?
Apparently they don't really get along all that well, but, they still make it work.
Exactly. Let's see, where else are they stopping beside Miami? They'll be in Houston, Phoenix, Seattle, Denver, for the first time in 10 years or so. Jacksonville, Florida date, which is April 24th, will be the Rolling Stones' first show in that city in 30 years. And Mick says, you want to pick towns that you haven't been to for a while. Last time we toured a lot of the UK and a lot of those towns we haven't been to in a long, long time. And this tour runs from April 20th till June 21st with the final show in Chicago at Soldiers Field. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 local time through the American Express card. Purchase tickets before the general public, which will take place, the general public into it next Wednesday at 10. All right. So all the scalpers and everybody can get a hold of the tickets and screw the people that want to go. I told you the story on the air of me trying to get tickets. Did I tell that story on the air or was it off the air?
We heard the same story, I think. Every time you've tried to get tickets, it just never works out.
Well, in this case, though, I didn't realize I wanted to see, what's his face from the Beach Boys? The tickets are only available through Citibank. I had to get Kara to fiddle around.
Well, that's exactly what this is, too. And you just have to know what the pre-sale is. So you just got to read everything in the email. They have an American Express card members pre-sale first. That's on Friday. So even though it looks like they're on sale, you have to go. And if you don't have American Express, you don't have a card number, you're not going to be able to buy it.
You're not going
to
buy them.
Yeah. So, and I mean, they're still available to everyone on Wednesday through Thursday. so people, I mean, that's going to be the harder part, is people only have a day to buy them.
Yeah, right. So I was trying to get tickets for the Brian Wilson show in December, the Christmas show, and getting a couple of the tickets going through the process was a pain. And then I got all the tickets picked out, and I went to pay for them, and I had to use a Citibank MasterCard, and I don't have a Citibank MasterCard.
Well, so, I'm going to say, you, Doug, Kara, you got to read all of it. That's probably more on you than the website.
I know.
All right. Thanks for the support, Kara.
But I think everyone should know you did get tickets, so it's not like you're going to miss it.
Yes, thank you. I did. Because of you, I did.
Thank you.
All right, next up, the worm in the musical world, Justin Bieber. I not so affectionately refer to him as the worm, agreeing to settle a long-running lawsuit filed by one of his former neighbors, whose house he egged. Remember that?
This made, like, global headlines.
Funny. Oh, yeah, right. The couple, Jeffrey and Suzanne Schwartz, filed a lawsuit in 2015 that alleged they suffered emotional harm because of the egging and other actions by Bieber when he lived next door to them. The document shows the case has been resolved. No details about it. Bieber served probation and a criminal plea after the incident, paid $80,000 in restitution for the damage. How many eggs did he throw? $80,000?
I was going to say, how much more emotional damage did they have beyond
good
that?
God.
Right.
The lawsuit says he spit in Mr. Schwartz's face. Oh, I can believe that. Terrorized the family with his loud parties, drug use, aggressive driving while living in the gated community. He's a kid. He's an immature kid. That's why I call him
Well, now he's a married man. Now
this
he's
is
an
in
adult.
Calabasas, where the fire was, by the way. That's where his house was at the time. They saw $25,000 in damages for assault and battery, trespassing, infliction of emotional distress, that sort of thing. These attorneys argued the restitution had already been paid and the punishment he was given was sufficient and he didn't need any more help. All right, so other Bieber news. He and Haley Baldwin confirming their marital status on Instagram. They are legally married. Oh, isn't that great? That's a worry off of my mind.
They'll be legally divorced soon enough.
Yeah, that's right. Haley has also officially changed her name to Haley Bieber on her social media accounts. Good luck. Be late. 28 after the hour.
We keep each other company.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting Alfa Romeo US.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest mass shooting in America and the latest death of a police officer, one and the same, as it happens at Chicago's Mercy Hospital yesterday. A Chicago police officer, a doctor, and a pharmacy tech are shot by a gunman who then ends up shot and killed himself, although it's not yet clear whether he died of police gunfire or he took his own life. In any case, the president of the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police says of the young officer who died,
"The Fraternal Order of Police lost a valued brother, a courageous police officer who got up this morning, went to work, and wanted to protect the city of Chicago. He did just that, but he did so with his life."
A military spokesman says troops who were sent to the southern border recently by President Trump to guard against the entry of a migrant caravan will be home by Christmas. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
About 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schulman, Doug Steffen at your service and on your side. Victoria, what do you have that's drilling into your head?
Well, you know, the parents are considering, they're starting their Christmas shopping for toys for kids, and there is a consumer advocacy group that has a new warning of what it calls dangerously high levels of a chemical called boron in popular slime toys. Now, we know slime is really big right now, and so lots of kids want slime for Christmas. And so this new report says that the chemicals that are used to make the slime has, they said boron is it's dangerously high content of boron, which is a non-metallic element, and compounds of it called borax have been used in products ranging from detergents to roach poison. So
well,
it's
boron is an element, and one of the elements, it actually is good in supplementation every once in a while, have a little boron in your body.
Not like this. Yeah, they said that some of the slime that they tested had significant concentrations as high as 4,700 parts per million in popular slime toys. And, of course, kids
why
put
is
a lot
it
of stuff in their
why,
mouth.
Why is it an ingredient in these toys to begin with?
That's a really good question. Yeah. And, well, it's a good question because a lot of the stuff, if you think about it, it comes from China. And so, you know, when you buy, like, cheap slime stuff in toy stores or online, Amazon, whatever, you don't really know what you're getting. And so they're saying parents should closely monitor their kids when they play with slime and to have a poison control number handy if any of the slime is eaten. Which kids put us, look, kids put a lot of stuff in their mouths. So, you know, this is. They said fatal doses for children are estimated to be 5 to 6 grams, which is not a lot. So
I take a little boron. I have to look at the bottle as a supplement for a long time I have. Maybe that's what's wrong with me, Victoria. That could be.
Well, it says over short periods of time, boron can affect the stomach, intestines, liver, kidney, and brain and can eventually lead to death.
Ah! No. Damn it. All right, speaking of that, you're in New Jersey. Story about this couple that were killed in a car crash before their wedding. Catherine Schultz and her fiancé, Joseph Kearney, were driving to their wedding. It was scheduled for the weekend in Pittsburgh. Tractor trailer hit their car, killed them both.
Jeez. That's a great story. Thanks for
From Fanwood, New Jersey. Well, where is Fanwood, New Jersey?
I have never heard of that ever in my life. I've never heard of that town.
Yeah.
But that's a terrible story.
Awful. All right, so what do we have that's better? The shootout at the Chicago hospital from yesterday? Hey.
That's not much better.
No. Really, is it? All right. Let's see. What do we have? The FCC and SpaceX working together. SpaceX is still quite a ways away from completing the worldwide broadband network that they're trying to set up, but they received approval to make the satellite network even bigger than what they originally were scheduled or supposed to do. FCC approving letting the company launch more than 7,500 internet delivery satellites. Do you realize what that's going to do for the junk quotient in space? When we talk about space junk now, 7,500 of these, they're like drones, low Earth orbit. There are 4,000 satellites that have been approved already for this project. FCC says the satellite system will allow SpaceX to provide services for residential, commercial, institutional, governmental, and professional users around the globe. But at what cost? Is this something that might be good? Can we find a silver lining here, Victoria, for those who are getting screwed out of the ability to get their connections because of net neutrality?
Well, and that is part of the good news. That is part of the good news. So Elon Musk has said for a while that he wanted to provide internet service to as many people, especially in rural areas, as possible. Facebook had originally said they wanted to do this too, but Facebook has had so many other problems, I don't think that they've made any traction. So the good news is, yes, it will make the internet more accessible. It will potentially provide some good competition to, you know, Verizon and Spectrum and the usual players. So I think that is an upside, but again, I'm with you on the space junk. I just don't know how that's going to. Although Elon Musk, I feel like he thinks these things through better than most people. Yeah. So I don't know. His car is still up in space orbiting around. So, you know, remember that?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. I'm sure he has some sort of a plan to recycle because he uses recycled rockets, too. So there may be recycled satellite parts or something like that. I would hope that he has a plan for that.
Recycled cars, much as that's concerned one way or another. So Jim Acosta, the CNN reporter, I'm confused. Does he have his press pass back? Or
according to
what I've seen, he has it, but he's not going to keep it because in 14 days it runs out. It's a temporary pass, and he's going to get tossed again. Did you hear that?
I had heard that a judge ruled that it was unconstitutional to deny him a press pass. So that's the last I heard on it. I think he has it back.
And there are new rules in the press room. You can only ask one question and no follow-ups. It's just like being kindergarten, in a way.
You know, Every president has to deal, and press secretary has to deal with this. Obama used to joke that there were certain guys that had six questions wrapped up into one question. You know, everybody does this. It's not just CNN.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it's
sure
all of them.
Fox,
that's not aimed at
CNN.
That's aimed at all of them. Yeah. Okay. So this Chipotle story. Did you see the business about the manager that got fired? And the social media backlash. St. Paul, Minnesota is the city. And I guess I'm trying to understand the ins and outs, but it's all over the place. A video of her refusing to serve black customers went viral. Did you see that?
Well, there was an update to that story yesterday. So there was a video, and they fired her, and then they didn't fire her.
Yeah,
right? So this is the funny thing about social media is basically there was a video of her refusing to serve black customers unless they paid first. But then another story came out yesterday saying that, well, these customers had come in many times before, were known for dining and dashing, and so this was one specific instance where she wasn't going to give them the food unless they paid for beforehand because they've left without paying before. And so it's funny because there was all this backlash the first time, and people were super mad at her and kind of tore her apart. And then this other section of social media came in to support her after the second information came out. So it's just, it's funny because we're like super quick to judge and then super quick to judge again.
Especially with social media.
Yeah. So I don't know if anyone really knows what the story is. Chipotle basically said that we didn't have the full story when we fired her. And now we're looking through the information to see if she should be rehired. I don't know, but it's just, it's very interesting.
I thought they actually did rehire her. No,
yeah, well, they might have rehired her. I'm not sure. But the funny thing is just that you see part of the video and everyone already has their phone out before the altercation even starts. And that's what always makes me suspicious is like people know that something's going to happen and or they're like trying to make something happen. And so they film it. And it's just like it makes it seem that they're instigating it because they know it's going to get big on social media. It's going to go viral. That instantly makes me suspicious when you already have your phone out ready to film.
Right. Yep. I'm with you on that one. We've been back and forth on Khashoggi, Jamal Khashoggi, and who was responsible. More and more, it looks like the Crown Prince was completely and directly responsible for this. And so now the ruling family, the Saudi ruling family, is trying to prevent him from becoming the king. He's been running things, but now there's agitation there because they see the social unrest. They can't keep this. You know, they've been a closed society for a long, long time. The ruling family, everything they said went. There's no constitution. There's really no laws. If they don't like you, they shoot you. Kind of like Saddam Hussein, in a manner of speaking. This is what went on all over the Middle East. And it's still going on in Saudi Arabia with our friends, the royal family. But now this guy who was all but crowned king is looking like he won't be the king because the public just doesn't. Now they know what went on, and they're more than annoyed about it. They don't want him to be the king. So it'll be interesting to see who does show up and is the next real leader there. So something to be consider. I don't know why people say, why do we care? I care because I think this was an outrage. And it would be something, is it any of our business? I don't know whether it's any of our business.
If we weren't so tied in with Saudi oil and businesses, then, I could understand how people would say, well, what does it matter to us? But, you know, as Americans, we do care about things like this and ethical and moral violations and, you know, and crimes like this. And this is a crime. It's not even being treated as a crime, but it's murder. And I think we should care about it. And we should take a long look at, you know, our, like you said, Doug, our good friends. The royal family, you know, take a real look at who we're doing business with and why.
Yep. Pretty sticky stuff. All right. Speaking of sticky driving, people are even today on their way to, if you're driving over, you know, some people are driving instead of taking train, bus, airplane, they drive, and there may be 400, 500, 600, 700 miles involved in the travel for Thanksgiving. Travel is expected to take to the roadways, the airports this Thanksgiving. And as expected, Wednesday, the day before the holiday, will be the busiest travel day. You might be surprised, though, to hear that flight delays and traffic jams are not the biggest fear facing holiday travelers. Amanda Norcross from Airfare Watchdog has some statistics.
Hi, I'm Amanda Norcross with Airfare Watchdog, here to talk about holiday travel in 2018. Holiday travel will be super busy this year. In fact, according to a recent Airfare Watchdog survey, overall travel is predicted to be up 9% this year. The busiest day, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Expect those airports to be packed. 12% more travelers say they'll be flying this holiday season. The number one concern travelers have, getting sick. Nobody wants to get sick when they're heading home to see family and friends. According to a recent Mucinex survey, 67% of respondents say they fear getting a cold or flu from other travelers. Top destinations this year include Orlando, Los Angeles, and Las Vegas, and Cancun internationally. So travelers are looking to go to warm destinations. For more information, check out Airfare Watchdog's holiday travel tips on their Holiday Travel Survival Guide, and join the Thanksgiving conversation with Mucinex on Twitter using hashtag GiveThanksNotCoughs.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, let me give you a personal heads up on something very important. I'm preparing for a trip to Peru for a couple of weeks. I'll be gone, and I'm putting together things that I need to take with me. And one of the things I'm taking is my bottle of Texas Superfood Complete Organic, because I know these trips, man, they'll tax your immune system. The food's lousy, the water's horrible, so you got to be very careful. And that's why I'm bringing my bottle, so I can have three or four of these at every meal. Texas Superfood Complete Organic gives me and you 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables, powdered little capsule. You can have it in a teaspoon if you want, however you want it. Take it to keep your immune system really strong. Eliminate colds and flu problems this time of year. All kinds of other things associated with getting sick. Don't get sick. Long haul, short haul. This is the thing that you need to know. Texas Superfood Complete Organic is available by going to texassuperfood.com/Doug. Order it. Make sure you're taking it 2 or 3 in the morning, 2 or 3 at night. All these naturally grown organic fruits and vegetables, they'll do the trick. I'm taking them with me, as I said, on my trip to Peru so that I can keep myself ahead of the curve, if you will, because I don't want to. How can you enjoy a trip if you're sick? Can't do it. Can't do it. So the snowstorms that have inundated the East Coast, we still have, what a hard, it's snowing right now, as a matter of fact, here. Bunch of kids in a bus in Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania, were stuck in a snowstorm, and the bus was off the road for 4.5 hours. So a fifth grader called his mother to let her know the school bus was stuck. She called the principal. The principal was at the school. And apparently, he heard, once he knew the children were nervous, he said, I figured a familiar face would have calming influence on them. They apparently had books they were reading. He had a little iPhone, and he used the iPhone to read to the kids on the bus. Kind of cool. Nice. Nicely done. 10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tune here. Actually, a movie theme that we can recognize. Thank you, Chucker, for this. The Rocky theme as the movie Creed gets ready, I think, for... Isn't it out? It's a... I don't know. It looks like a pretty brutal movie, but it's for Christmas, right? Isn't this a Christmas movie?
No, it actually comes to... It hits theaters tonight, Doug.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I'm going to go see it Thanksgiving, but it comes out tonight.
So what do you hear about it? The movie.
I hear a lot of good things. I hear it. You know, there's a few of the highbrow critics that have some issues because it's not as quite. This is what they say. It's not as quite as tight a film as Creed, but other people say it fits perfectly into the Rocky canon and plays like one of the original sequels, which is more like a Rocky film than something a little bit of a variation of a Rocky movie. But it's hard to believe that the series came out in 1976. Rocky won the Best Picture back in the day, and it's been 42 years since the original came out. So Stallone has played this character for many a decade, which is pretty impressive. This is the eighth overall Rocky film in the overall canon.
And he's going to revive his other famous character as well, isn't he? It's hard to believe at his age that he can pull it off.
Rambo.
Apparently Rambo will come back to fight another day. The thing that disturbs me about what I hear and see in the trailers, because I'm back in to the period of my life when I love going to the movies, the weather's bad, it gets dark early so I can go to the movies and see. Last night, actually, I went to see Rosamund Pike in a private war, it's not an easy movie to watch, but it does tell you the story of accurately of what went on in the Middle East in these various wars and how many people, half a million people in Syria alone killed by that bastard Arafat, and he's still there, and 5.5 million people have been killed. I'm talking about civilians in the various wars since the Iraqi war. Anyway,
is she Oscar worthy?
I don't know. I mean, it depends. She plays the part of Marie Colvin. It's completely written from the stuff of the London Times Sunday edition is what she reported for, and it's supposed to be all accurate. Gritty character. Rosamund Pike looks emaciated. She lost a lot of weight. Chain smokes through the whole movie, which doesn't look. You know, they put caps on her teeth, and because her eye got blown out, and it's not comfortable. But in the sense that it's important to know, kind of through this medium, if you can't get it for a spin from any other medium, how horrible the conditions are and have been.
I just want to point out one thing. Do you want to know how good movies were back in 1976 when Rocky won the Oscar for Best Picture? Had Rocky. These are the five Best Picture candidates in 1976. Rocky, which was actually a surprise winner at the Oscars that year. Yeah. All the President's Men, Bound for Glory with Anthony Hopkins, Network, and Taxi Driver, Martin Scorsese's masterpiece with Robert Niro. It'd be unlikely if you had two films that good this year.
Yeah.
These four of these five films are classic films that have stood the test of time. I'd be surprised if one or two films released this year, you could say that 42 years later.
Let me go back to the Rocky thing for a minute. I alluded to the trailer that I saw for it. And what troubled me, the first one of these revivals with Michael B. Jordan was a great story. This movie looks like it's, in a sense, the background is that Michael B. Jordan's character is the son of, what's his
Apollo.
Face? Apollo.
Apollo Creed,
and
played by
Apollo
Brothers, yeah.
Apollo Creed was killed by a boxer in a match. The boxer
In Rocky IV. Yep.
Right. The boxer now comes back to fight the kid, and it looks like it's gruesome. And I don't
the boxer's son, because Dolph Lundgren is like Stallone's age. Yeah, but some of the fight sequences are somewhat gruesome. But Rocky IV made a lot of money. I like every Rocky movie, even Rocky V, which is the one that a lot of people don't like, including Sylvester Stallone. But if I had to pick my three favorites, I would go with the original Rocky from 76. Yeah. I loved Rocky Balboa. I think it would be perfect bookend. And I'm a huge fan of Creed. I think
that was a good movie.
It's amazing that this franchise has spanned so long.
Yeah, well, it's Stallone. You can give him that credit. This is Spinal Tap. Is going to be at the Tribeca, or as you say, Tribecker Film Festival next year. When did that movie come out? That was Rob Reiner, 30 years ago? How long has that movie been around?
I think that was the early 80s.
Yeah. It was awful. It was a horrible movie. I didn't understand.
People love it, though. It has a huge, that's what you call a cult movie, has a huge cult following, Doug.
Yeah, I understand that, but I don't get it. All right, I haven't got any time for movie news, any more of your movie news. But we covered mine. Thank you, Chuck. Chuck Curry, our movie man.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.